Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show, we've raised $115,659 for My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, through the sale of our CD, the Best of the Phil Henry Show 1999 CD, Communism is Neat. If you'd like a copy, log on to philhenryshow.com, check out our website and pick up the CD. And I think it'll make you feel good. We are on our way toward some mark. I don't know whether we're going to make 175 Gs like we did last year, but we've been lazy. And not lazy for any, not lazy just to be lazy, but because we didn't want to do any more personal appearances, and I just didn't want to do any more furniture showrooms and grand openings of like pet stores and things. I wanted to sort of concentrate on our web sales. But over 3 years, close to $500,000. First year we did 65, 70, 80 grand the first year. Last year we did 175. So there's 250. And this year, over $350,000, close to 400 Gs. So for a three-year period, I think that, we're very proud of that. And there's more to come. Thank you from the bottom of our heart. I am going to do something that I'm not supposed to do. As a matter of fact, I was told specifically not to do this. I'm going to do it anyway. And we'll just see how this afternoon plays out, or if it plays out at all. I was told not to do this, and let me give you the preamble. There's a school board, a school district in Texas. The Santa Fe is a traditional school district. In any event, the Supreme Court was hearing arguments today in a landmark case from a small Texas town transforming the national debate on prayer. Kids sang prayers before high school football games. Now, in Texas, they love high school football, and the students in this particular school district, the Santa Fe Independent School District, were saying a prayer. They were getting together and saying a prayer before the football games there back in 1995. They were doing it as students. The school district was sued by a Mormon and Catholic family. Said, well, there's a separation of church and state, and we don't want this. Now, I kind of understand where these kids are coming from, because it's not an official act by the school. It's an act by a group of students. The kids wanted to have this prayer before the football games, and they went ahead and did it. And they're being sued for their trouble. Now, they could have chosen to read a poem. They could have chosen to do a few other things that would have been acceptable to the school-sponsored event, but apparently they wanted to say a prayer, and the suit alleges the students are leading this prayer during a taxpayer-funded event. Well, I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's right, and I don't think it's right that they're being sued. I don't think it's right they're being harassed in this manner. I think that prayer is a fundamental building block to a kind of morality and a ethic long missing in our society. We're not talking about an official act by a government agency. We're talking about just a bunch of kids standing on a football field and saying a prayer. Now, before I went on the air today, I was in the office of our Vice President of Programming, David G. Hall. We were prepping the show and giving him the various topics that we're going to do. I told him what I wanted to do. He expressly forbade me from doing it. He said, "You will not do what you're planning on doing, Phil." I told him, "I'm going to have to think about it." He said, "You will not do it." I left the office. No more conversation. You were there, Mike. You heard what happened. And with all due respect to Mr. Hall, I'm going to do it. Okay, now I see the hotline is starting to ring, okay? Do me a favor, Mike. Don't answer it yet. Okay, I can see the hotline. We have a hotline that generally is the only person who knows that hotline number, generally personnel who belong in this studio, or Mr. Hall, David Hall, who is our director of programming. See it ringing? Do me just this one favor. Don't answer it yet, because I'm going to do what I was asked not to do. I'm starting the show with a prayer. And those of you who'd like to join me may join me. Don't answer that. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Okay, see? Go ahead and answer it. Is it who I think? All right, Mike is answering. It's Mr. Hall. See, in a lot of ways, David, I knew that you were going to call, all right? And I knew...
I expressly told you not to do that.
I knew that you were going to call.
So in other words, you did it to get me to call in the middle of your program. and to do what? To self-aggrandize, to grandstand? Why did you do...
I knew you were going to call. I didn't do it to get you to call. I did it because I felt it was necessary.
It was necessary to do what? To make me angry? I'm on the air right now talking to you about something I told you not to do. I said you will not read that prayer. You will not go on the air and further antagonize elements of your audience and elements of our advertising base that may not like it. You knew the reasons.
I understand that. When we talked about that, I understand that. You told me you didn't want me to say the prayer.
I don't want you. There is a separation of church and state in this society, Phil, and there is a separation of church and state in this particular broadcast corporation, and I asked you not to do it, and you went ahead and did it anyway.
But you're the guy who has called the show here. We could have taken care of this off the air.
We did take care of it off the air. You said you wouldn't do it.
You asked me not to do it. I didn't say what I would do.
So what you've done is you've taken the opportunity to do the prayer that I asked you not to do and to get me to call in because you knew that I would call in. And for what reason, Phil?
Because I want to make a point. I want to stand in solidarity with these kids who are saying a prayer. This has got nothing to do with the official aegis of the school. This has to do with a bunch of kids saying a prayer.
And what about the people that pay your bills?
You're talking about the advertisers.
I'm talking about the advertisers. Do you understand that, number one, we work and we live in Los Angeles? We work and we live in Hollywood in an entertainment business that is, for the most part, yes, run by many of our Jewish friends who I'm sure do not take kindly to your Christian prayer.
And what if I did a Jewish prayer? What if I...
Then you have the Christians who are not going to be mindful of that. We live in a part of the country that is not the most God-fearing part of the country, the far west.
But my program is heard in the southeast. It's heard all across the country. This isn't just about my show being on in L.A.
But it is about you making your money in L.A. And it is about the advertising base and the advertising agencies that we've got to contact with. Now, you have sponsors, Jews, Christians. This is Hollywood. This is the home of the, and I say this with great respect, of the Jewish, the people. You know what I'm trying to say?
Well, all right. What you're saying is, first of all, I talked to Dean today, who wanted me to get in touch. He wanted to get in touch with me about the sponsor.
Yes. Did you talk to him?
I talked to him.
Did he talk to you about Le Bon Femme?
He talked to me about this club. And I got to tell you something. Good luck pitching a strip club in afternoon drive on the West Coast and early evening on the East Coast, okay?
It's not a strip club. It's an after-hours gentleman's club. Now, this is adult entertainment. And if you hope to get that kind of advertising dollar on your show, you don't say a prayer. Because
why?
Because this is not a religious establishment. Why don't I explain this to you? If you're doing prayers, and we've got an after-hours gentleman's club, okay, you know that they want to spend a lot of money, all right?
I understand that Le Bon Femme wants to spend a lot of money. I understand it's also an after-hour gentleman's club, which sounds to me like some kind of a strip club, all right? You understand what I'm saying?
Well, he's a deep guy. Is this the Phil Henry that put a gun to my head during negotiations 2 years ago? This is the same guy that...
We don't have to bring up the... Look, I don't want to bring up anything other than the fact that I felt it was my constitutional right...
Wait a second. You're the guy that put a gun to my head for your money 2 years ago, and now you're telling me you don't want their money.
I think putting on... No, it's fine. If you want to put on a strip club, okay, but the information that he gave me...
Dean gave you some of the material, right?
He gave me some of the material, okay? Now, I'm looking at this. This is an after-hour gentleman's club. You're telling me that if I say a prayer on the air, I'm going to drive away advertisers.
It's an adult club. You're not exactly going to endear yourself to the people who got that kind of money. All right, this is...
But putting strip clubs on my show, putting some bar...
This isn't a bar and it isn't a strip club. It is a gentleman's club, after hours, Le Bon Femme. Now it is...
Can I ask you, he gave me some of the material and some of the stuff from the club, all right? That you are these...
He gave you the copy points.
He gave me copy points for a spot that he wants me to cut. There's a woman in leather...
Yeah?
She's coating lard on her hand. And there's a guy with his legs in stirrups.
Yeah, what about it?
You're telling me that this is an after-hour agenda.
These are adults.
What I'm asking you is, what is the woman in leather putting lard on her hand with a guy who's got his legs up in stirrups?
These are adult human beings engaged in whatever it is that they do, okay? What are you talking about? We're talking about...
I'm just wondering some of the information and material here, okay?
Look, you're saying a prayer on the air is going to piss off people, all right, that are funding your broadcast.
And there's a woman here with high heels and a dachshund puppy. What is that about?
What?
There's a woman with high heels on. It looks like a dachshund puppy.
These are adults. Are you going to start telling them what to do? Are you going to begin to compromise the edge of your show?
When you say an after-hour gentleman's club, I understand that to be a place where, you know...
It's a place where a guy goes to have a cocktail and enjoy the company of women.
And to watch women dance.
To watch women dance.
Then what does a woman in leather spreading lard on her hand with a guy with his legs up in stirrups, what does that have to do with anything?
What does it have to do with what?
A guy having a cocktail after hours is one thing. Somebody coating their arm in axle grease...
I don't know what it is you're saying, but I do think...
I think you do know what you're trying to do.
No, what you're trying to do, Phil, is you said your little prayer. When I told you not to say a prayer, there's a separation of church and state, and you're pissing off valuable advertisers. All right?
An advertiser that has got some kind of a large-spreading woman with a guy in his...
Yeah, that's exactly right. You want to say your little religious prayer, you're pissing off Jews, you're pissing off a lot of these Christians who aren't Jews, you're pissing off the sponsors. These guys are earning money for you, and what are you doing but coming on the air and doing exactly what I told you not to do? I told you not to pray on your show. I don't want prayers. All right? And the lard on the... you're talking about...
Look, the lard on this lady's hand is all the way up to her elbow. Okay?
Whatever.
What has that got to do with an after-hour gentleman's club?
Phil, you better take a break because I want to talk to you off the air.
I'm sorry I yelled.
Take a break. I want to talk to you off the air.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Am I crazy? He says to me that this advertiser, Le Bonne Femme, wants to come on After Our Gentleman's Club. There's a woman spreading axle grease on her hand all the way up to her elbow. So that's all I'm asking about. And he doesn't want me to say a prayer on the air because there's separation of church and state. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. David G. Hall, our director of programming, is on the air. I started the show with a prayer.
And this is your little way, Phil, of getting some attention. And I want people...
Can I finish?
You can finish, Phil.
I want to finish what I'm saying. I started the show with a prayer in solidarity with those kids who've been sued for praying and before their football game. And
you're using your radio show to make your cheap political point while blowing off advertisers. And I am saying...
Well, I'm a choice between me praying on the air or taking an advertiser like Le Bonne Femme, which you still haven't explained to me why their advertising shows a woman in a leather teddy... greasing her hand up to her elbow with a... All I see are two men's feet in stirrups. And
I'm saying to you that you are jeopardizing the advertising base with your prayer because there's a separation of church and state. And
I'm gonna do the prayer again.
Don't do it, Phil.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Phil, I am asking you.
I put him on hold. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Okay, David, you're back.
Yeah, and you know, you just did a Catholic prayer.
I'm sorry?
You did a Catholic prayer. So now you're going to piss off Christians. Because they're not down with you people. You think because you're Catholic, you're down with a bunch of Christians? They hate your guts. So you pissed off Jews, Christians, the Ku Klux Klan, anybody that can't stand Catholics. You're really screwing it up.
I don't think so. I think we made a statement today.
At the expense of your advertising revenue.
Maybe not. Here is Tampa.
Oh, you going to take some phone calls?
Yes, Tampa. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
And I'm supposed to respond to them?
You can do whatever you want. I'm taking the phone calls. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
I'm from Tampa, Florida. I'm 56 years old. I'm a very broad-minded person. I've been to fetish clubs. I've been to all of them.
Boy.
I'm a Christian. And I was very comforted the fact that you did your prayer. I thought it was great. And I'm not Catholic.
What about his advertisers? What about his advertisers?
I think maybe you better get some different people to support your show.
Well, I have you. And
what about his advertisers, ma'am?
I think you better look for some different advertisers.
You know, Phil, you're always touting all your new toys, your new pool, your new house, your new pool table. You're about to lose it all, Phil. You keep praying, and you'll be living in a cardboard box.
Why? Because I won't have Le Bon Femme as an advertiser?
I think you should pray for your vice president.
Lady, this guy is about to lose.
I'm about to lose an advertiser, ma'am, with a picture here. It has a woman putting axle grease on her arm.
Well,
and
know,
a guy with his legs
I
up in stirrups.
To these different clubs. Does it mean that I shouldn't pray? That I don't feel that there's
a
prayer
something.
That I can say?
So what's your name?
What's yours?
Well, what's your first name? Mine's David. What's your first name?
Mine's Joy.
So there's Joy going off to, and you're greasing your arm up to the elbow for your husband?
I'm not married. I'm a single woman.
Oh, okay. For the young,
I'm a single woman, and
the kid who cuts your grass?
But I am not offended
for
by
the young
prayer.
Man who cleans
I
the
pray,
pool?
Just because I have views that are open doesn't mean I still don't pray, or that I don't get
doesn't mean that you
prayer.
Can't be a Christian, okay?
Hey, wait a second. These people don't dig these Christians with their prayers, okay? Now, I've been down to some of these clubs. I talked to Dean and Zach, the guys that own the club. They don't want to hear you praying.
They don't want to hear me praying, okay?
That's right.
You know what? When they get in trouble, they pray. When their little kid is sick, they pray. When their wife is dying of cancer, they pray.
Lady, you can't possibly be putting axle grease on up to the elbow with your husband's legs in stirrups and praying.
I'm telling you, you can do a lot of things that you do
in
that type of setting, and you still pray.
Oh, you people are sick.
Oh, yeah, well, we're sick. You're the guy that says that I can't do it. Thank you very much for your call. You're the guy that says that I cannot do something on my show that couldn't possibly offend anybody. Santa Ana on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
It's offending all the Jews.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
You're on the air, ma'am.
Yes, I just think that your vice president, whoever that jerk is the biggest butthead I've ever talked to. And I think that maybe he's the one in the stirrups. But he's the only one that he's offending is himself. And
I'm not offending myself.
I don't offend myself. I'm not talking to you, sir.
And Grandma, I'm not offending myself,
you.
Okay?
Well, yes, you're
how could I offend myself? I feel good about myself.
Well,
I feel good about having advertisers.
That's why you're feeling good.
What's that?
I said, you're probably the one in stirrups. That's why you're feeling good.
Well, maybe you're the one with the axle grease up to her elbow. Does that turn you on?
No.
Listen,
yes, buddy.
You like it? Let me give you the address of this club.
Why don't you stuff
it's
your
called,
head? Why don't you stuff your head up your ass?
Stuff my head up my ass. Hello? Oh, listen to her. Well, the only way I'd be able to get my head up my ass is if you greased it up for me first. And it,
okay, man.
Well, you're the guy that started the whole thing with your prayer, and then you had to do it again.
I did it again because I think there are a lot of people out there who listen to what I'm saying and agree with what I'm saying.
Because you're Phil Hendry, and you're going to lead a taxpayer revolution, huh? What an asshole. You guys take yourselves a little too seriously.
No, I'm not taking myself seriously. I just did the prayer, okay? Just that's all I did, just in solidarity. Santa Barbara on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say that I was not offended by your prayer.
Thank you very much.
It sounds like David Hall... is pissed off only because
you believe
of one
in the separation of church and state, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
All right,
but,
then what's,
but you
what
know what? I'm a
have?
Listener, and I'm entitled to listen to Phil Hendry.
No, you're not entitled to listen to the prayer when there's a separation of church and state.
He warned me that he was going to say a prayer. I could have changed.
No, he didn't. He said he was going to do something he was told not to do. He didn't say it was a prayer.
But she's right. She could have changed the station.
Bullcrap.
Yes, he did.
She didn't know what you were going to do.
Ma'am, let me ask you a question. What offends you more, prayer on my show or a woman greasing her arm up to her elbow?
Obviously, the woman greasing
I would think so, too.
So you don't believe in adultery?
If you didn't have this club as an advertiser,
right.
I bet you wouldn't be pissed off, David.
All right. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686. One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show, and David Hall, who is the vice president of programming for our show, is on the line. You know, I will say what I said to you off the air, David.
Thank you.
That when you told me not to do something, I should not have done it. But I felt saying the prayer in solidarity with those kids in Texas who have been sued because they said a prayer in front of their football, before their football game. I just wanted to make a statement.
Phil, I understand that you're a father. I understand that you're a husband. I understand that you care as much as we all do about a society that seems every day to be losing its grip. So I appreciate that. All right?
I know that you want me to think.
Think business. Think business. Think of what your prayer does. Yeah, it may get all of these Christians, but one of the problems that we have when you're talking about these Christians, and I respect Christians, but it's not a viable advertising base. In other words, when Christians boycott something, it never has any effect.
And what do you mean?
Well, in other words, if the Christians got really angry at you for not saying a prayer or for having the advertising of Le Bon Femme, Dean and Zach's club.
Yeah.
So let's say they boycotted.
Okay.
It's not going to do anything. Because every time Christians boycott something, they have little or no economic impact. They've never had one show taken off the air. They've never had one radio show censored. They've never had anything. They don't get anything done. So don't worry about it.
I'm just concerned about a club. I got the copy points here.
I understand, Phil. Just let the club advertising go.
But can I read the copy points to you?
Sure. Look, nobody listens to these Christians. They're a silent minority. Not majority.
Can I read this?
Go ahead.
At Le Bon Femme, enjoy a cocktail of your choice as you sway to the rhythms of Seclusion, an adult rock band, and watch our sexy young ladies strut their stuff.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Then it says, if you enter the grotto basement area with your approved credit card, you get a complimentary greasing, gracefully accepting the fist of Mistress Vanessa. Medical implements are also on display. I can't read the rest of this, okay?
What's wrong with it?
It just seems pornographic, that's all.
What is pornographic about it?
Gracefully accept the fist of Mistress Vanessa? And what's this about medical implements are on display?
It's some kind of a deal that they're doing. I don't know what the Christ it is. Phil, they're an advertiser.
Okay, all right, I'm sorry.
Just let the advertiser have their message. Again, you don't get no Christians taking nothing off the air.
Look, when Christians are upset about something, they obviously have the right to let people know.
Yeah, they got the right, but they haven't gotten one show ever boycotted. They've never, ever gotten one show taken off the air. Don't worry about them. That's all I'm saying. Go ahead, take a phone call. I want to hear what the people got to say.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Salt Lake City on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Salt Lake City. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the last few callers have to totally agree with. Your producer, or whoever the hell he is an idiot.
My name is David. I'm the Vice President of Programming, sir, for this company.
I'm a Presbyterian. I live in a Mormon city where there's no separation of church and state.
Well, there
and
better
even
be.
Even the Mormons say a Catholic prayer before their football game.
There better be.
And I am more offended by your use of the English language, Mr. Hall.
I was surely offended by hearing this, pissed off that,
and then to use the Lord's name in vain.
I never used the Lord's name in vain.
You just did.
When?
You just said, I don't know what the Christ that is.
Oh, come on. That's not saying. That's
club.
Not. Yeah, that's
it's not,
not
a strip joint. It's a stinking bordello.
A bordello?
Yeah, you know, a whorehouse. I'm sure you frequent one quite often
by your lack of intelligence. How would you know? Wait a second.
You are so reluctant to pull your head out of your ass.
Wait a second. The only reason I got my head up there is because your arm's up there. Now that
Hold on.
Let me tell you something, pal.
Come out your neck.
Now you're using the Lord's name in vain. Now you're talking dirty, aren't you?
The Lord's name is ass.
Yeah.
Fight me.
The Lord's name is ass.
1-800-449. Nice talk for a guy from Salt Lake City, pal.
Look, if the gays can't get Dr. Laura off the air, how the hell do you expect the Christians to touch your show, Phil? You know what I'm saying? The gays will never get Dr. Laura off the air. You understand? Never. Never. She's the greatest thing that's happened to radio. They'll never touch her. And they'll never touch a TV show either.
I'm not here to discuss that, okay?
I know. You don't want to touch that one.
I'm not here to discuss that. I'm simply talking about... The guy said bordello. I mean, gracefully take the fist of Mistress Vanessa.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Here's Irvine on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, I'm from Irvine, and I'm a
yes, sir.
I'm a Catholic Christian. That's how we refer to ourselves, not just Catholics, but a Catholic Christian.
Yeah, the Christians don't like Catholics, though.
I don't know. I myself am a Catholic Christian. When we're at church, the priest refers to us as Catholic Christians.
Yes.
I have Jewish friends. I've gone to their funerals. They respect me.
Oh,
I respect them.
Oh,
we pray together and a lot of things. You know, Bill Hendry, I'm with you 100%.
Thank you very much, sir.
The children are allowed to pray.
Bill Hendry.
This is a country of
right.
freedom.
Well, the
There's
kids
freedom
are...
of speech.
Right, and they're not
and
to
is
school.
Is money more important than morality?
Sir, no, it is not.
Okay, this, in the essence, you're talking like it is.
Well, what are you trying to say?
I'm saying Christianity is great. So is Judaism and everything else. This is what this country is
There's
found upon.
A separation
upon.
Of church
freedom
and state.
Freedom of religion.
Separation of church and state. I can't have this guy saying a prayer on a federally licensed airwaves. What's the matter with you?
He's got more than
this is
he's got more than Jewish
licensed.
People listening to him. He's got Christians listening to him.
Yeah,
he's
but
got Catholics. He's got Mormons listening to
Henry
him.
Henry is afraid that the Christians are going to get his show taken off the air. I told him no Christian gets any show taken off the air. There ain't enough of them. There's not. Well, name one
this
show they ever got pulled off.
Full of Christians, Mr. Hall.
Name one show they ever got.
Know it.
Name one show they ever got pulled off the air.
I don't. I'm,
there
I,
you go.
I don't handle the advertising.
Don't worry
there's
about
no
the
way
Jews
that
either.
I could tell you that.
The Jews can't do it either.
Oh boy.
That's your job, sir. It's not mine.
My
I don't
job
have any
is
control of it. All I got to control over is I can say my opinion of what I think about your radio program.
Phil,
and
read
he
the thing
is doing
of the guy.
A great job.
All right, sir. Let me. This is the advertising copy they want on my show. If you enter the grotto basement with approved credit card, you get a complimentary greasing.
Sounds good to you. See, look what I'm telling you.
Sounds
the guy
good
loves
to me. It doesn't. I wouldn't have frequent a place
you
like
were just
that.
Laughing
that's
about
that's a place for illicit behavior.
What are you? Why were you? It sounded to me like you enjoyed it. Read him the rest.
I enjoyed it. Are you kidding? I'm laughing because of disgust.
What are you talking about? Read him the rest, Phil.
Gracefully take the fist of Mistress Vanessa. Medical implements are also on display for your pleasure.
What do you think, pal? You like it? He loves
I
it.
I do not
you
like
love
it. There's no. It. I've never frequented a place like that. I never would. Nobody could pay me to go there for a crime. I'm happily married to my wife for 11 years, and we enjoy each other, and
do
we
you
enjoy
have,
Christian things.
Phil, do you have those coupons?
I got a stack of them.
I offer the guy the coupon.
Forget it.
Sir,
forget
he doesn't
it.
He doesn't want it.
Just
I don't
it.
Want any coupons.
I got two free coupons for you and your wife to go to La Bonne Femme, sir, if you
forget
want to.
Forget it.
See,
it.
He doesn't want to.
Give
Come
it
on,
to
sir.
David Hall. Let him go there with his girlfriend.
I've been there. It's fantastic.
Well, that's your club.
All right, well.
That's your opinion.
I appreciate
you have your right to your opinion.
You enjoy a cocktail of your choice. You sway to the rhythms of seclusion. And then you look at some broad. She takes her clothes off, whatever. Your wife doesn't have to be there.
I don't do
things
like that. No,
this can be between us
that's
guys.
That's not what I do morally.
It's a stag deal.
It's immoral.
It's a stag deal.
I think it's immoral.
The man has made his choice. It's immoral. Thank you.
It's a stag
You're
deal.
Quite welcome, Dave.
It's Bill a stag Henry. Party.
Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome, Bill Henry.
Stag party.
Bye.
Thank you, sir.
Bill Hendry. Do you hear the guy call you Bill?
Yes, I heard him call me Bill. It's okay.
I love that when I hear that. Some dumbass calls in.
Never mind. It was fine. People call me Bill. It's an honest mistake. Vista on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I
yes,
just
ma'am.
Wanted to make a comment to David Hall.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to let you know that I am completely appalled at your behavior as Phil's superior.
Why?
Because I would think that somebody in your position would come on live on the air and present himself and the situation with a lot more finesse and a lot more professionalism.
I told him not to say the prayer. He
That's
went ahead
fine,
and said
but
the
you're
prayer.
Wasting a lot of time live on air over an issue that really...
He's not allowed to pray.
You know what? Anybody can do whatever they want.
No, they
but
can't.
What
a,
I'm saying,
you can't
if
pray.
You can, if you would quit, you're interrupting everybody that's calling
well,
in.
Wait a minute. You can't pray on the radio.
Sir.
Are you think you can pray?
Sir, that's not the issue here. I'm
well,
talking
that was
about
what the
you and
was.
Your...
She's talking about your attitude toward me.
Well, what about your attitude disobeying what I asked you to do?
This is not... You know what? You're going to ring around the rosy. It's like, why
ring
don't you just get over it?
I'm not, get over what? He violated the separation of church and state by saying a prayer. And this is the company. This is the only way to try to keep Phil Hendry in line.
You
He's a
what?
Dumb,
you sound,
stupid guy that you always have to keep your thumb on.
You know what? You sound like you have no morals, no values, and that you're simply a yes man.
No
that
morals.
You're not going to take a stand. stand and support him when you have everybody calling in supporting him?
Now, wait a minute, man. That means I don't go along with the crowd. I'm standing up as a lone man saying that you have to respect our advertisers. If I went along with what everybody else is saying, I got no morals. I'm just a sheep following all the other sheep. But I'm standing up and saying respect our advertisers. Le Bon Femme offers cocktails until 10 o'clock. They have Mistress Vanessa. All right, she does something with lard or grease. I don't know what it is. What business is it of mine?
Fine. What business, okay. What business is it of yours that he said a prayer? It's like
because
the same thing.
Separation
like,
of church
so
and state.
So you're going to have an advertiser advertising grease. He's going to say a prayer, get on with it, and move on to the next subject. We all want have more important issues in this world to deal with.
He has to have, by saying the prayer, he pissed off Mistress Vanessa.
Well, you know what? You're pissing off a lot of other people that...
But Mistress Vanessa spends a lot of money with the station. Do
you?
Do you?
I'm sure if you called her up right now, she wouldn't be pissed off. I think you're exploiting and over-exaggerating. Why would she be pissed off? Why? A simple prayer.
Because she doesn't want no prayers on a station where she's greasing her arm up.
Is she in charge? Is she on the station?
Well, she's spending a lot of money with us as an advertiser.
Well, you know what? If you don't have the people listening, what does it matter?
Let me ask you something, ma'am. Let me ask you something. Seriously. No, seriously.
You would quit interrupting.
Well, no, I got a question to ask you. Imagine yourself standing there, greasing your arm up for another night's work. A guy's got his legs up in stirrups, and suddenly you hear a prayer on the station your commercials are on. How would you feel?
I'm not listening to the station at that point anyway, sir.
What
I am doing what I am intending to do with that grease.
Which is what?
What does that matter? You're missing the point,
sir. No, I want to know.
Oh, so you're trying to get prurient, finding out what this woman would do with grease
exactly.
on her arm, huh?
Exactly. It's like, you know what?
Well,
you really disgust me. I cannot believe
question.
That you were in charge. I cannot believe. I cannot fathom it.
All right.
I've never
First of
called
all,
a radio station ever,
no, ma'am.
And I am
what
so
I'm
disgusted
is,
with you
I
that I had
this.
To call. And it's like, if your
sorry.
Boss is listening, I would
I'm
love
sorry.
To talk to him, too.
I would say this. Thank you very much for making me late to see Mistress Vanessa.
I think this is a joke.
I was
like,
no,
I
was
believe.
Not.
If you got to go over and talk to an advertiser, you do it on your own time. You're the guy that called up and said I couldn't pray.
Exactly.
Wait a second. She was going...
You know
forget
what,
it. Never mind. Forget it. You guys don't understand. You don't understand greasings. You don't understand any of it.
You don't understand.
You'd think a woman like you, 40 years of age, in Vista, California, you sound very young for your age, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you.
You sound wonderful. I would think that you'd understand a little lard on the arm and a Saturday night. What's wrong with that?
Morals
you know, what's wrong with
values
that?
Values and what's important in the issues at hand. It's like, and you are wasting time.
What am I wasting?
You're
this
wasting
guy is...
time reprimanding him for a simple prayer that everybody else has gotten over, but you just can't get over. And since you're the boss, you think you can waste time and berate him on live on air. It's ridiculous.
No
I'm
woman.
Embarrassed for you.
No man who's
When you
ready...
get home tonight, you should say a prayer.
For what? No man who's ready to take the fist wants to hear a prayer.
Why do you keep going back to this sexual orientation?
Because
what is
it's
it with
got,
you?
Because you can't hear a prayer while you're laying
yes,
there with
you
your legs
can.
In the air.
You can hear whatever you want to hear.
You got your ankles behind your ears and you want to hear a prayer? Go ahead. Tell me that's what you want to hear when your ankles are behind your ears.
All right. I am jumping in right now. I can't stand this any longer.
What?
Asking that lady that question.
It's a fair question.
No, it is not. And
well,
I apologize,
I applaud
ma'am.
You,
I,
Bill. I
thank you very much.
You and stick to your guns.
I'm going to say a prayer here.
Don't you do it.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Don't do it.
I'm going to have to put him on hold. Asking her a question. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you. Forget it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry. Yeah, man. Freaking Schaefer, man. He's got FHM in there. What is it called? For Him magazine? For His magazine? Which is a European magazine which is now being marketed in the United States and has truly some beautiful, stunningly beautiful women in it. And one of whom is the model that Mick Jagger was dating and is now carrying Mick Jagger's child. Mick Jagger just keeps on keeping on, doesn't he? The guy, the best line I heard about Mick Jagger, and I say this with all due respect to old Mick, is this cat has begun to look like Barney Fife. Mick's getting to that age where he's the lips are bursting out, just the shoulders are hunching. He's getting a little Barney Fife look to him, but that ain't enough to slow him down. He's got that Brazilian babe. Oh, yeah. And there's Schaefer in there. Rather than answering phones, rather than taking care of business, all I see is just the hand just going up and down. No, I'm kidding around, man. By the way, I hope everything is well at home. Well, I don't want to say, but yeah, okay, good. Nothing. There's nothing wrong with him and his wife. There's just a, well, there was, well, never mind. I don't want to get into it. It's none of your business. Email him. Ask him. His email address is 1-800-449-8686. So that whole thing there with David Hall, and he was right about one thing. One thing he's right about, and you have to take this one to the bank. They'll never, never get Dr. Lohr off the air. Now, I'm not commenting one way or the other, but these boycotts, protests, and otherwise political actions on the part of certain groups, not saying that they're right or wrong. I'm saying you're not going to get, there just ain't enough of you. Don't you understand that it's that kind of action that inspires, invigorates? It invigorates. No, I was going to say something else. I was going to say it. Gives energy to. Oh man, had myself a little bitty drink last night. No, I didn't at all. I went to bed early. I went to bed at 6:30, even before I got off the air. And so, in other words, it's not going to happen. They love it. They love it. You ain't going to get her off the air with protests out in front of Paramount. And I'll tell you why. It's very simple. You clowns that want to pull her off the air are the very clowns that were listening to that show in the first place and taking away from it life lessons. When you missed the point all along that it's a show, meaning tap dance, soft shoe, straw hat, entertainment. That's why we listen to Dr. Lohr. I've said it so many times, I'm going to faint from saying it. We listen to her show to listen to her kick ass on dumbasses. That's what's fun about listening to her show. I don't take any life lessons away from that show. Freaking nuts. You guys are the ones that took the life lessons away, and now you feel betrayed. So you're going to run around out there and try to get her pulled off the air. Because you guys take it seriously. You guys take this big, puffed up, bunch of hot air called radio, this entertainment balloon, this little Zeppelin we're all riding around in with the cotton candy, and you think it's some kind of public library. You think it's some rally at Nuremberg, man. It's a radio show. And as such, you can take from it what you want, and you can turn it off when you want. And this thing around the Dr. Lohr show, man, this is the funniest thing I think I've ever seen in my life. Because you ain't going to get that show yanked. And I don't care. I don't care who you are and how long you scream. It ain't never going away. You want to know why? Because the show kicks ass and makes a whole lot of money. And oh yeah, by the way, I happen to work for the same company that syndicated. But that has nothing to do with what I'm saying. Nothing at all. Well, maybe a little bit. No, seriously, I feel...